This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday accused China of attempting to interfere with the upcoming United States congressional elections. He said its efforts are motivated by opposition to his tough trade policy.
Regrettably, we found that China has been attempting to interfere in our upcoming 2018 election, coming up in November, against my administration.
Later at an afternoon news conference, the president said that he had evidence of China's actions, but he cannot make it public right now. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi called Trump's claims nonsense. The president's accusation came amid an ongoing special counsel investigation into Russia's attempts to interfere in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Meanwhile, President Trump took the gavel of the U.N. Security Council to devote the bulk of his remarks to criticism of Iran. Labeling Tehran the world's leading sponsor of terrorism, Trump claimed what he called Iran's aggression only increased after the 2015 nuclear deal was signed. The Trump administration withdrew from that six-party deal earlier this year. The president said a new round of sanctions against Tehran should be implemented in the next couple of months.
After that, the United States will pursue additional sanctions, tougher than ever before, to counter the entire range of Iran's malign conduct. Any individual or entity who fails to comply with these sanctions will face severe consequences.
The president repeated his frequent assertion that the nuclear agreement, signed by his predecessor Barack Obama, was a horrible one-sided deal that benefited Iran. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. President Trump has defended his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh at an afternoon news conference, saying the accusations that is against him are, in his words, a con job. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the president's statement came after a third woman came forward and said she witnessed Kavanaugh consistently engage in excessive drinking and inappropriate contact with women in the early 1980s.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is looking into allegations from a third woman accusing Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct in the early 80s. Lawyer Michael Avenatti says Julie Swetnicks made a sworn statement alleging she saw Kavanaugh consistently engage in excessive drinking and inappropriate contact of a sexual nature. As he has allegations from two other women, Kavanaugh denies it, calling it ridiculous and from the Twilight Zone. President Trump says much the same.
I think it's ridiculous. It's a con game that they're playing.
But top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the allegations are adding up.
I strongly believe Judge Kavanaugh should withdraw from consideration.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
It's been nearly 2 weeks since Hurricane Florence hit the Carolinas, and South Carolina still faces unprecedented flooding from swollen rivers and streams. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Officials in South Carolina are asking for patience as floodwaters from Hurricane Florence continue to move through the state. Here's FEMA Administrator Brock Long.
A lot of the country thinks that Florence came and went, but unfortunately a lot of that water, it takes for weeks for it to process down.
There's good news for Georgetown County, where flooding predictions have gone from 5 to 10 feet down to 2 to 4 feet, but that's still higher than Hurricane Matthew's floods in 2016. Here's South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
This is unprecedented, and we are still in full battle mode.
Early estimates show about 2,000 homes have been damaged, but those numbers are considered preliminary. I'm Jennifer King.
The Federal Reserve raised a key interest rate for the third time this year in response to a strong U.S. economy. AP's Warren Levinson has details.
The Federal Reserve Board voted 9-0 on the latest increase, the third quarter percent boost in a key interest rate this year. The federal funds rate, the interest rate that banks charge each other, now stands at a range of 2-2.25%. That's low by historical standards, but for 7 years after the 2008 economic collapse, the central bank kept rates at near zero. In the statement accompanying the move, the board removed a line that said its interest rate hikes were a tool to support a strong job market and keep inflation at 2%. Removal of that sentence indicates the Fed believes those goals are in sight. Warren Levinson, New York.
A down day on Wall Street after the Fed interest rate announcement. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 0.4%. The S&P was down 0.3%, while the NASDAQ dropped 0.21%. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.